I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. West Virginia's four-week spring gobbler season will open up on April 20th. We'll talk more about what we can expect for that season coming up in a moment. We're less than a couple of weeks away from the opening day of spring gobbler season in West Virginia. Mike Peters is the wild turkey biologist for the West Virginia DNR, and I asked him to take a look at the factors that will impact the turkey numbers we're going to find a field.
Actually, I don't look at last year's brood production. I look at 2 years ago brood production. So I'm actually looking at 2018 numbers because the average bird killed by turkey hunters is a two-year-old bird. So that's what really influences our harvest. So, you know, back in 2018, we had a decent brood production year. Our brood surveys showed that we were 16% above the 5-year average. So that was pretty good. When I look at what our harvest may be, I look at past mast conditions. You know, how was our mast conditions in 2019? And they were pretty good. They were above the 5-year average, and then I also look at the weather condition we had over winter. And again, we had a pretty mild winter. Putting all that together, I would say we're going to have a pretty average year as far as spring gobbler harvest.
Now, hunters are going to find a few gobblers that are already becoming vocal, even now, almost 2 weeks ahead of the season. In fact, they'll really gobble year-round, but now's when it really counts.
Gobbling is part of the whole breeding process. So gobblers use it to set up territories and to attract hens themselves. So, but believe it or not, I hear turkeys all year round gobbling. Last duck season during January, I was sitting out in the duck blind, and all of a sudden a gobbler cut loose. No rhyme or reason. I guess he just wanted to say I'm here or something, but they'll gobble all year round.
And the season is 4 weeks, opening up a little earlier than what was traditionally the opening in West Virginia. That was approved a few years back. Now there's a proposal to add a fifth week to the season. Peter says although that would certainly expose the state's turkey population to additional pressure, he doesn't think it's enough to cause a problem.
Biologically, I don't think, and all the biologists that were in on this conversation, we don't think that there's going to be any significant impact on the population by adding a fifth week at the end of the season.
Now the season will open up on April 20th statewide. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.